Hello, welcome back to another share. This is Ellie Nyman. It is currently the third day of Hanukkah. Freilich Hanukkah to all. We are learning Leila Nishmas, Chayim Baruch Mitzavol, Parabas Pinchas, Miriam Levi Bas Aaron, for Shlema, for all those who are sick in every capacity. We're learning for Schlitz, for Eretz Yisrael, and for Klal Yisrael. So it is the third night of Hanukkah. And of course, instead of doing Parsha, which I could have done Parsha, I decided to pick Hanukkah. In the past, we have done the Minchas Asher. I believe it was last year I did the Minchas Asher Hanukkah Siman Beis, and so this year I actually prepared another Siman, Siman Zion. I gave it to share a couple of friends who really liked it, and so we're going to share now. I approximate this share will take about 20 to 30 minutes. So we're doing the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, and he has a number of essays on various subjects, actually everything. But we're going to be dealing with Hanukkah, and so and we'll see how it might really apply. Some of these are a little bit more abstract and theoretical, but some of these are practical, and this is one of them. So before I like to begin the share, I like to start off with a joke. And so the joke goes like this. The guy goes to the post office, and he says, hi, can I have some stamps? And the guy behind the counter says, okay, what denominations? So the guy buying the stamp says, oh, yeah, I can't believe it's come to this. I'll take 10 Ashkenaz, 7 Sephard, and 3 Hasidish. And that's a joke because really denominations he meant in money, like what cent stamps, 33 stamps, cents, or how many stamps. You know, he didn't mean denominations in terms of denominations and types of Jews. But the joke is very relevant to the shir will be giving. Well, the overall idea and concept of Rav Asher Weiss is going to be a couple of halachas that he found, and he's going to discuss it. It goes like this. Let's say I have enough oil for 8 nights, and I'm good. I could have oil, do the mahadrin in a mahadrin. I could have, you know, first night 1, second night 2, third night 3, etc. But I have a quandary. I have an issue. I have a neighbor. I have a friend who may not have oil. And in the past, I would have said something like, maybe the neighbor isn't from, maybe the neighbor doesn't have enough money, you know, or just doesn't, can't get a, you know, whatever, can't get the oil. But this year, what I might say in the year Tavshin Pei Aleph, unfortunately, I might say my neighbor is quarantined. It's obviously a very unusual term. My neighbor is quarantined possibly and can't get oil because, chas v'shalom, the person might be very sick or, we know, just can't leave the house. And so that might be a reason as to why my friend can't get Hanukkah oil. So I have enough oil for 8 nights. My friend can't get oil. Should I give up part of the mitzvah so that my friend could light the Hanukkah menorah? And at what point, how much do I have to do so? So the question we're going to deal with is, I have enough oil for 8 nights to light mahadrin, mina mahadrin. My friend doesn't have anything. Should I give up mahadrin to be able to have my friend light the menorah? And this is what Rav Asher Weiss is going to deal with. Harim sorech adam levater al hidra kidei lezakos chaver b'kiyam mitzvah. Does a person have to forbear, give up the hiddur mitzvah so his friend could fulfill it? Chasav Magen Avram, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph. Magen Avram writes, "In Yeshul Shemen B'Tzimtzum L'Chaverim Klal." If I have a little bit of oil and my friend has nothing, Mutav Sheyadlik B'Chol Laila Echad Yitein Gam L'Chaverim. It's good to light near Ishu Beso, one night, one candle each night. That is not one cumulative candle, one candle each night, and give it to my friend. Vevila Mishnah Berurah B'Sif Katan Vav. Yesh La'ayin Im Halacha Zu Nemra Rach B'Ner Chanukah Mishnah Malas B'Sermin Nisa. Rav Asher Weiss wonders, is this halacha because of persume nisa. That is to have as many people light the menorah so that we have persume nisa. Oshema klal hu b'chol mitzvah stilalam yesh al dinu zatir al hider mitzvah k'dei l'zakos chaver b'kiyam ikar hamitzvah. Or is this a general rule for various mitzvahs that I have to give up my hider mitzvah, and we'll discuss some cases so that my friend could fulfill the mitzvah. The ish makom lintom b'svarat inzela b'ner Chanukah. You could argue this is really only in b'ner Chanukah. Tikar inyan persume nisa b'totza, because you have to call persume nisa. Vim kein adav she yisparsem haner alidei shenei nashim b'shnei pesachim shenei batim. It's better to have two people lighting in two different places. Mashen kein b'mitzvah shikra b'gara kemo lulav otfilin umatu chadomim. Unlike other mitzvahs that you don't have this idea of persume nisa. V'od mitzvahs persume nisa g'dola mishrar ha-mitzvahs. And furthermore, the persume nisa is better than other mitzvah. Is a greater concept than other mitzvahs. The rachba matzina shesarach l'mkar chesusa l'haksar al psachim. We know that the halacha is that by menorah, you have to sell your shirt, you have to sell the shirt off your back to be able to light Hanukkah. Mashen kem shar mitzvahs kuan. The efshar de masha hachi it's possible that you have to give up for the hider so that your friend could benefit for persume nisa, not for other mitzvahs. So shem tigman ba'alma. So for example, nishal b'mishay shaloshne, they say matza umati matza kaverin kolom. Let's say I have two kazeisim of matza. And it's like for afikomen, it's better to eat two kazeisim, but my friend doesn't have anything. I am sorry, chitin lechaver kazeis echa l'stapik ba'atma bekazeis echa matza. Do I have to give my friend one kazeis and to be sufficient on one kazeis matza? After all, you are yotze according to many opinions of afikomen on one kazeis. So do I have to give up one kazayas to be able to only eat one kazayas instead of doing the mitzvah b'hidur? Yesh le'okiach shekein hadin gamishra mitzvahs medivrei ha'magin avram etzimim tafreishin and ches tivkatan yabiz shehevi b'shem imate Moshe. And so you can prove it from the idea of the Magen Avraham who brings the name of Mata Moshe. Demishe Yishbo Esrog Mitzvake Shadei Kehila Acheres Sheilhem Esrog Liten Eshalol. Somebody has an Esrog and the Kehila wants it and they don't have another Esrog. Dim Yadol L'Varechal Esrog Shel Alkohol. Achein Tzorechu L'Vater Shalol U'Shulcha L'Oso Kehila. If he has the ability to use the congregation's Esrog, then he should really give up his own to give to the kehila. Af shebikach yivirata rimei lasos nanun b'halel ayin sham. But halel might be different. So we're talking about the case here. I think this particular case is the tzibor has an esrog, but he has a very nice esrog. Should he switch his esrog for their esrog so that they could shake the hider esrog and he shakes the regular esrog? Go see the Bikurei Yaakov. Let's say you have Dalamidim, which are very nice. And Madalamidim shall Akila Kasher and Machal Shitos. El Shena Mudarim. And the Dalamidim of the Tzibor is kosher, but it's not Hudar. We call Makal Mitzvah Shloch Shloch Kedil Zakos Acherim Bikiyam a Mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to give up his so that they will be able to have the Kiyam Mitzvah. I will in Hudalamidim shall call Enoch Shroim Machal Deos. But if the Dalamidim of the Kehila is puzzle, the issue of Bakbuk because Rusam, you could uproot its kashrus, means think that there's an idea that either it could become treif or it's not 100% sure it's treif. Often the Malacha Esher Levar Chaleim, Enot Tzarech Levatir El Shalom. That if it's the question is if it's possible to make a bracha on it, you don't need to give it up. So if the Dal Minim of the Kehila is completely puzzle, And yours is kosher, you don't have to make this switch because I what about my mitzvah? My mitzvah, okay, the kehila needs dalminim, but I also need dalminim. Ulamanim divrayim de bain im sarah chavatar al hidr be'etam achatzot the mitzvah, ubain im sarah chavatar al mitzvahs Nanunin mitzvah zakos acherim became mitzvah zater mishalom, and it's possible from the words that if one needs to give up on the hiddur of the mitzvah itself, or whether one has to give up on, we could infer that you have to give up the mitzvah itself, and to give up on the mitzvah of the shaking mitzvah of zakos. Is a mitzvah to give up to benefit others in the fulfillment of the mitzvah and to give up his own. But if there's a possibility he's going to lose out on the kashrus of the mitzvah, even if it's going to be lenient, make our din, mikol makom in tzarech latar al shleimus hamaseh, leos nachas darga b'kiyum mitzvahs am inas lezakos acherim. He does not have to give up his mitzvah so that the tzibur benefits, right? If I have my mitzvah, I don't have to give up my mitzvah to for the tzibur to benefit. We'll discuss another case later. But the truth is, you don't have to give it up. You only have to give it up to be mezakeh the rabbin, the mitzvah the rabbin shiny avolol b'shvil hayachid, that because you want to try to give merit to the tzibor but not to an individual. The zal, because we learn mutav shivarch al shel kol vishlach lahem kei sheyatzu rabbin yedei chol vasan. Good to make the bracha for the kehillah, to make a bracha that they could fulfill their obligation. The Ma'aril writes, if a person has a lulav and a das, special das all year, one time he could give it up to another city. And he sends it to another city that doesn't have a lulav and esrog, and he wants his own. Amar, he says, mutav shani yotze emoso shalakol v'rabim gam ken yatsu yedei chavaso b'shali. And he says it's good that if the tzibor will use my esrog, and I'll be yotze as well. Sounds like this is only from the kehila and not for an individual. But it sounds like from the Magen Avraham that when it comes to Chanukah, you even have to give it up for an individual, and it's like, I don't understand what Shmuel is saying. Veshut beisach of sim kufya dal dun mishayshul talis shalav and tzvakayshul shuach as a talis or makam shalaya lam talis mitzu yetes v'kasav to after yesh mitzah menamuv chol levarich al talis shalav. There's a question. Let's say you have a talis and somebody asks for the talis, and there's a special mitzvah to have your own talis. Mikol makam. You need to give up your talis and to make a bracha on the talis and different talis. This is only talking about to be mezakeh the rabbin and not a specific individual. So it's not a one for one. It's only if you have a very nice talis and you want to be mezakeh the rabbin. We bring the Eliyahu Rabba, and because there's a mitzvah, and he uproots the idea that there's the concept to have your own talis. From a shakasav kasav to af mishum yachet zarechu litein shalom kevan she'en b'kach kol hefsel gabav. He writes that even for a yachid, you have to give it up because there's no loss. It seems that he agrees with the Beis Yaakov. That you only need to give it up when it's Zikoy of Rabin and not of the Yachid. Ach the Emes Shitasu Mizoras Mesim Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sham. That his opinion is explained in Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Hey, this Divrei Magid Avram the Dacham Mikocham, and he pushes this aside. Smashakasa Peshut Beis Yaakov. From what we wrote, what was written in Beis Yaakov, Shreibed Divrei Magid Avram Mizor to Afkade Lezachos Esyachid Sarahu Avater Al Hider Ayin Sham. He writes that to be mezaka the yachid, you still have to give up your hider. So in this idea, you have to give up your hider so that a yachid is able to fulfill the mitzvah. The hider. We're not talking about the actual mitzvah. Harelan shenachaku aposkim im sarachavater al hider rach mishum zukerabim. Oh, after shul yachid, we see some halachos poskim if you have to give up your hider for the rabbim or even for an individual. That's a mashela ugave talis yeshu tamoa dalo emachal chiyuv sitzis kol oed en lovesh dal kanfos. It's kind of wondrous, says Rav Asher Weiss. Don't we know this constant? No, really, chiyuv mitzvah, he says, to wear four corner garment. Then I tell her she started chavata on mitzvah the day kedei lezakos chaver be mitzvah shol neschayiv ba. The midor raisa he has to give up this mitzvah so his friend could fulfill it. Ubeprat the pashtu the whole regal shalovish sitzis mekayin mitzvah, and specifically that it's simple that anytime he has to wear the sitzis, anytime that you wear sitzis, you fulfill the mitzvah. Im kain kebeshu. Well, he said hidra mitzvah bilvad ikar mitzvah tzitzis. And if so, that when you take off the talis and you give it to your friend, you're not only losing the hidra mitzvah, you're losing the actual mitzvah. Well, me yischayev asos kein v'deil zachos chaver b'mitzvah shadayim lo yischayev ba'atmai. So then, why do you have to give up your mitzvah so that your friend could fulfill it? It's very wondrous. Since the whole idea is, if I give up, the truth is, says that the mitzvah is only if you have dalet kanfos. But every second that I have a sitzis on, I get a mitzvah. So why do I have to give up my mitzvah to be able to that my friend has a mitzvah? Even if it's, I think, let's see, I think he's talking about hider mitzvah. Yeah, the dayan obedas kedoshim yoredeat simon rish sadik aleph. What about the case where somebody has a house and he has mezuzahs for shmira or for a hider, and his friend doesn't have a mezuzah? The tzarech laser mezuzah mipsachim, that you have to remove the mezuzah from the doors. And to give to his friends that don't have. Veshuv ola mistapek, and we answer, we say, im yeshlo pesach shesafek, if you have a door that's a question, chayim mezuzah misarech, elohasim imenu mezuzah mezuzah chavero, if you have that there's a question if you're chayim mezuzah, if you have to, if you need to get, remove the mezuzah on the condition to give it to his friend, so on the condition that he gives to his friend, so that he has a door that's chai mezuzah, the hereupon in lekan lekan ayin sham. So the case is, I have a door that maybe you're chayiv, and my friend has a door that he's definitely chai mezuzah. And he goes back and forth. Do I have to give it my mezuzah that might be a suffix for a friend that is definitely chai the mezuzah? Reisha hivchen ben shmira o hider ba'alma. He differentiates between a shmira and a hider. Shabam b'shitale shesarach litein l'chaver l'safek chiyuv shebo nata lomar shenasarach litein mishalal. That he says it's simple that he has to give his friend to be able to fulfill the chiyuv. And to say that he doesn't need to give it up. And go see the Bikure Yaakov. But this idea that we infer that there's a hider or shmira by mezuzah of a door that's potter from Ziza is very it needs explanation. Uchora nira say that it appears the whole the she'ing bo mitzvah in bo well hidr lo shmir mitzvah chiyun, that it appears that any door that doesn't have a mitzvah, there's no shmira and no there's no hinder, right? So in other words, right. So he's saying that if there's a door that doesn't have a chiyuv, then there's no shmira, there's no hinder. It's a chiyuv. V'harachti bazei yosef b'makom acher. I talked about this in other places. Says Rav Asher Weiss. V'hine yesh la'im divrei Mishnah Berurah b'sugya zu. Mishnah Berurah says taf reish nun ches heviyat divrei achronim anir el. That a person is obligated to send his talis into a different city to so that the kehila could make a bracha. With simon yud dalid, the something sif dalid, habeis divrei beis yachol, the enol chai l'seis talis ol yachid ayin sham. He says that you really don't have to give up your talis to a yachid. Ulchoan nira. And the truth is, it appears he holds the differentiate between an individual and the rabbin, and like the shita of the Beis Yaakov. So for a rabbin, you have to give up your talis. For a yachid, you don't have to give up your talis. Achim kein tzarachim ashekasav kedirei magen avram reish tof reish ayin aleph. As so, it's wondrous what the magen avram said. Lo sham avir hu al. Don't we know? But then he's giving up on the Mahajrin and Mahajrin so that his friend could be his friend could be Yotzei the mitzvah of Chanukah. Oh, Horus also the Reasma. It appears he contradicted himself. The Eshret Disrile, the Shining Near Chanukah, Mishum Sheshbal Persumanisa, Kinir Lael. It's possible that I think he's talking about the Magen Avram. That the Magen Avram says that Chanukah is different. Why is Chanukah different? Because Persumanisa. The Eshret O, the Shining Sittis, Mishum Shein Mitzvah Chiyu is called Ela Mitzvah's Chiyumis Bavad. It's possible that this is different because it's not a Mitzvah Chiyumis, but rather Mitzvah Chiyumis. Right, that we explained that it's really only every second that you have a tzitzis on the dalat kanfos that you have a chiyuv, not just a straight chiyuv. People don't realize that, but it's still midrabban and you have to. Mashakasav eina mitzava levater al hider shalok kedei lezakos chaver b'mitzvah shalom eskayva mashay came b'chanukah v'dalaminim kimivor. And the truth is, he writes that you don't have to give up a hider so that your friend could be do the mitzvah. Except for Chanukah and the Dalaminim. Right? So the Chanukah is because of Persumanisa, and that's for the Dalaminim. The Asher O, the Shani Din, Mahajrim and the Mahajrim, Shembo Chiyuv Kual, Dawal Kol Hidr Benir Chanukah. It's possible that that Mahajrim and Mahajrim is different, where there's no Chiyuv at all when it comes to a Hidr of Chanukah, as we'll explain in a second. Bein Mahajrim Shemasifun Lufnei Lufid B'nei Habayis. Bein Mahajrim Mahajrim Shemasif Olech Le'olam. Whether it's Mahajrim of one person, or you have Mahajrim Mahajrim where everyone lights. Who Yoser Mishlish, that more than a third, V'arei Amar B'Hidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish. So we say that when it comes to a Hidr Mitzvah, you only have to have a third of your money. V'kvar Chasav HaGriz Mibrisk, the Griz writes, there is no chiyuv of a hiddur Chanukah. The Esher Lefi Zeh, it's possible because of this. Drach Lagabe Ner Chanukah Naktilin Diyesh Al Adam Levater Al Hayoso Mosev Ha'olei Kedei L'Esher L'Chavero L'Kayim Mitzvoso. Al B'Shar Mitzvos In Atzorich Levater Al B'Shevil Zigoy HaRabim. It's possible to say because of this, that's why when it comes to Chanukah, you have to give it up so that your friend could light. Unlike other mitzvos, you only have to do for the schos of the rabbim. So that is that when we talk about most mitzvos zikui rabbim. But if the Griz holds that that there's no chiyuv of a hider Chanukah, then that's why you have to give up a hider mitzvah of Chanukah so that your friend could write one to Mahajrin, where we light one cumulative, so that your friend could do the mitzvah. I would just point out theoretically, hypothetically, parenthetically, I mean, excuse me. I would just point out parenthetically that he has a siman, I think, siman hey, where he discusses this idea of whether when we do mahajran is the ikar mitzvah or not. But in my humble opinion, I've written other places, says Rav Asher Weiss, on the contrary. In my opinion, says Rav Asher Weiss, that Mahadran and Mahadran is a greater mitzvah from what we say. Because all the Hidr mitzvah is the ikar of the And the truth is, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah set up three ideas, as we've explained in other places. That is, you have Ner Ishut Beis. So one, you have Mahadrin, which is, I think, for the Ashkenazim, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, right? Mahadrin and Mimena Mahadrin. I think for the Ashkenazim, I forget exactly, is everybody lights their own menorah cumulatively. I forget, it's Machlokas, the Rambam and Tosfos, but the idea is that there's three levels. So certainly, there's this concept that, says Rav Asher Weiss, that there is such a concept as a Hidr Mitzvah, that there is such a concept by Hanukkah as a Hidr Mitzvah. V'nira od l'shitas ha'shachar ha'chayiv b'zman hazeh me'ikar adem l'hanukkah mahadrim and mahadrim. It sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, you really do have to write light mahadrim and mahadrim. That is cumulative. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. T'kivat shekach nahagu shavei alwei chova. Since we've accepted it as an obligation. Mizeh ha'tam wohavir hevi mechaber ha'dineri shebeso ho'kasev ela ha'demosiv ha'olech. The Mechaber doesn't write Ner Ishut Beis, so he only writes most of all, if that is 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. The Zalva Simen Tav Resh Ayin Aleph Simen Sif Beis. Kama Neros Madlik B'Layla Rishon. How many do you light at night? Madlik Echad. Mi Kav Elech Most of all, Echad B'Chol Layla Ashvel Acharon Yu Shmona. That Shulchan writes, you're right, 1, 2, 3, etc. Ukar Hikshra Prima Gadim B'Mishpun Sei Zav Sif Katan Aleph. The Prima Gadol writes, "Well, my Shmid Ha Dinner Ishut Beis. So why did Shulchan Aruch write that you really should have just one for each night?" V'nira Ode Mechaber Halach Mazel Olshitaso Simon Tough Fresh Ayin Dal Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber goes according to his own opinion. Shem Dikasav Demutzal Lahalik Menir LeNer. That's possible. It's permissible to light from candle to candle. The Ramah Shem Kasav Shenazu Lahachmir. The Ramah says you really shouldn't do that. Magen Avram Beir. Magen explains that since the first one is the chiyuv and the others are a hider, that's why it's usher to lie from one to the other. We hold that all the neiros are a chiyuv. And that's why it's permissible to light from one to the other. I think it's still preferable not to. But we say that the truth is you should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, unless you're really desperate, you should have what they call milsivaholic. Mina or Samach Baresh Paintal and Mechanica Daik Miloshan Arambam. Or Samach infers from the Rambam. Zarachum Karkasusu Akazar al Psachim, Bishvil Neros, Hamahadrin. That the Rambam writes that you have to sell your things for the Mahajan. V'lo rak b'shvil ner ishut beiso, and not just for one. B'tiksav Rambam shemok susav lokeach neros. The Rambam writes that you have to sell your shirt and buy candles. Why does Rambam say candles? What is he trying to get at? Olchor devarav tamayim is its words are wondrous. To lama yisraelchem karkasus al hider she'im bo chiyuv kolal. Why do you have to sell your things that the hinder that you have no obligation? And it's mashma from the Rambam, sounds like from the Rambam that there's no inference on the other candles. Amnon Lafia Mivor Nira Dikem Dahavi Khiv Mikola Hakabala Ashrael Dachin Sarakum Kar Kasuso. It's possible to explain that it appears that there is a chiyuv based on tradition that it's possible you really do have to sell your shirts. So in other words, right, if a person were to say, okay, I have to, Chas v'Shalom, they're very poor and they don't have it, so do you have to sell in order to buy Neir Shebeiso? Sounds like from the Rambam, you actually need to have Mosiv Alech, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, because that is the Iker Mitzvah. It sounds like from the Rambam, that is the Iker Mitzvah, right, that the Neir Shebeiso is like the Shas of Chak. But really, in truth, you should have more than that. The Shepri Megadim, the Mishpat Nedav, Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Siskat and Aleph, Kivar, Remnus with Timas and Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like the Magen Avraham writes that, or the Magen Avraham already hinted that the Shulchan Aruch contradicts himself. The Mashma Bine Tavachia Lino Kimahajim and Amahajim. Sounds like he says that there's a Chia Mahajim and Amahajim. The old Reisi, the Shul Ksav Sofer Orachayim, Siskat and Sif Kuflam and Dawid, Shachin Kasav Darechiyov, Ach Lufi Dvarav, Inze El Mishum Kabbalas Kol Echad Vechad, Lufi Dako Kasav to Esher Dave Kilo Kibil Ula Fuli Neder. That the Ksav Sofer writes that really there's a Chiyav, but this is only because of tradition. And according to this, it's as if he accepted it, Bli Neder. My humble opinion says, Rabbi Wise, it appears that this is that the Mosiv Halek is in fact a tradition, and in fact a Jew really should try to write Hidur Mitzvah. The Afal Pekin, even still, near the Malkum Shalachaveru, in lo Afal Go Hidlik near Echad. It appears that where it's my friend cannot even light one, that it is sufficient to give enough oil so that he can light for one candle. And it appears that he has his mind on this, that the not acceptance, since the Ikra Din is for one candle, Biki Hai Gavna Af Mi Sarakabal In Okai Yoser Bidok of Bikiza. And for this particular case, through the tradition, he's not high even more than that. Mikol Makom Nir Ophiza Din Sarakavatar Mios Mosul Hoek, Vilitain Mukhaver Mishamno. And it appears that if he needs to give up most of all work to give his friend some oil, who had Dimashra Gidre Hidra Mitzvah. It appears that this applies to other mitzvahs as well. So just to summarize what we have so far, Rav Asher Weiss went back and forth saying, he quotes the Magen Avraham saying that you have to give up your oil to give to your friend. So he said, is it because of Pursume Nisa, or because this is a general rule? So he said, it's actually possible as a general rule, but it really only applies to the Tzibor. What about when it comes to Hanukkah? Hanukkah might be different. Hanukkah, you might have to give up a little bit of your oil, your Hidr Mitzvah, to be able to have your friend light. Why? For Pursume Nisa. We quote the Grizz that says there may not be a Hidr Mitzvah, and we said that, according to Rav Asher Weiss, there actually is a Hidr Mitzvah, but it sounds like from the Rambam, you actually do have to have more than one Nair, but it appears that if my friend doesn't have the candle at all, so I should give up, even though really you should have a Hidr Mitzvah, but since Maker Adin, you could have Ner Ishu Beiso, you can have just one, you should give up your Hidr so that your friend could light for the for Ner Ishu Beiso for one night. I think we're actually going to stop here, and we'll just wrap up with a couple of ideas. I chose this simon, and I taught it to some friends of mine before this, and I decided to repeat it again. I'll tell you what I think the takeaway. My friend calls it the takeaway, the muster from this shir. Lamaisa, it appears that you really, he discusses as well, you don't really have to do this, it's just a nice thing. It does appear that one should give up some oil, hinder mitzvah, for my friend to be able to light. And I think that's the halacha. I think that's what he's saying. And I think the muster is profound. You know, we're living in a tough time, and I don't like to get political or anything like that, but it's a tough time. It's just a tough time because of COVID, because of the economy. And in this particular time when we're doing mitzvahs, whether it's Hanukkah, and even if it's subsequent nights where we realize that my friend doesn't have it, it does appear that I once heard that you can actually light the menorah even in subsequent nights if you do not light the first few nights. And it's something to keep in mind. That's possible that there are going to be people out there who cannot light the menorah and cannot participate in Torah mitzvahs. And not because they don't want to, not even necessarily because they don't have the money, although he does discuss that a little bit, because they just can't. And it's like very almost prophetic what he writes, that like what situation could that be in? It could be this very one where there are people who do not have the means to have a menorah. They do not have the oil. He says if you have, let's obviously if you have tons of oil, you should try to give up oil if you can, you know. But if you have a little extra oil, your friend has nothing, you really should try to give up your oil, because it discusses later on, even if you have to give up your whole mitzvah, and I'm not going to get into that now. So the idea is that your friend, you should be taking care of your friend in ruchnias. It's not enough, you're lighting the menorah and I'm good. You should be thinking of your friend's ruchnias, and you should try to help your friend in ruchnias. If your friend has a hard time in ruchnias, help your friend in ruchnias. That's what some people need. Some people just, they can't get to lighting the menorah. It's not because they don't want to, they want to, they just can't. So you should think of your friend, and through diminishing your own mitzvah to help your friend, that in of itself is a mitzvah. And this course of taking care of each other and helping each other for the menorah, we should see great things. I think as well, we know that Hanukkah took place in the second base of Mikdash, which was eventually destroyed because of Sin HaSchinam. I think part of the tikkun is to try to share ruchnias. Obviously, Gashmias too. But in this particular context, we discussed ruchnias back and forth, how to deal with that, and we said that you don't necessarily have to give up your own mitzvah, but to try to help others, even if you get hurt a little bit in the sense that I give up my own hiddur mitzvah, I give up my hiddur mitzvah, I think we should definitely do that. It does sound like Rosh Weiss, you should do that, and the source of sharing each other's mitzvahs, may we see wonderful things. Afreil HaChanukah to all, may we see wonderful things. Have a wonderful night. Shavua Tov.